Giving in to illusions. Isn't that an interesting thing to do? Giving in to illusions. This is Dr. Herbert L. Bartley, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with a thought for today. Giving in to illusions. All of us give in to illusions from time to time. All of us are constantly looking at the appearances that are all around us and saying, that's reality, that's reality. We have a stomach ache, that's reality. We have a hurt, that's reality. We take a run and we are tired, that's reality. We do all these things and we say, that's reality. And truly, what is reality? What is reality at all? Is reality the illusions that are all around us, the appearances that are all around us? Or is reality something that's within us? Well, if you stop and think about it, reality is really something that is within us. It is something that is wonderfully, beautifully, powerfully, joyously within us. No matter how we look at the outer, we can instantly change the appearance, change the illusion, and experience something different. We can be falling down a tremendous hill, and just falling down the hill, just rolling down the hill, and then all of a sudden, we hit a mattress, and we stop. And we stop with a joyous thud, not hurting, not bothersome, just a joyous thud, and whew, I'm glad I stopped. Well, the moment we stopped, we no longer think of ourselves as rolling down the hill. That was just an instant before. We no longer think of ourselves saying, wow, where are we going to stop? Help, help. You know, that's an illusion that's past. That's over. Now, we are stopped. And we are in this moment now. And what are we thinking in this moment now? What are we thinking as we are stopped now? Well, we have a whole different illusion, a whole different attitude, a whole different way of looking at things. And if we give in to the illusions, even the ones that are nice, if we give in to the illusions, then we have no control ourselves. We are not the master. Now, the master, and we often talk about being a master, but the master is one who takes charge of his thought. A master takes charge of every single thought that he thinks. And when a master thinks a positive thought, he has a positive result. And when he has a negative thought, he has a negative result. Well, you're rolling down the hill and there's no mattress there. And what's going to happen? Where are you going to land? Where are you going to... Oh, my goodness. And you see, all that frightfulness, all that worry doesn't do you any good. Wherever you're going to go, you're going to go. Unless you change the attitude about it. And as you roll down the hill, you say, I put out my arms and it stopped me from rolling. I'm flat. I stop. I stop gently. I don't break my wrist. I don't injure myself. I just stop gently. I stop from rolling down the hill because I chose to take action. I chose to put out my arms to make me stop rolling like a log down the hill. And I stop. Oh, I'm on a very steep hill. It's very looks very dangerous. It looks very unhappy, but I have stopped. Now I can take a hold of my attitude, get my rolling out of the way and stop me from spinning around, and I can assess where I am and say, I choose to come down this hill, and I choose to come down safely, properly, totally. So I sit on my bottom, and I have my feet out in front of me, and one by one, I sort of slide myself along, going down this very steep hill. And as I do that, I have control. I have control. I know that should I ever fall and roll, I can put out my arms again and lay flat again. I can stop myself. Well, now, I don't need to get myself in that rolling position anymore. I am in the foot-walking position down the hill. And little by little, I go down the hill, and I get to the bottom. And when I get to the bottom, I stand up and shake a little bit, shake the dust off of me. And I look up that hill, and I say, my goodness, that's a big hill. And then I turn my attention to something else. Why am I where I am? What am I doing here? Where am I going? And I begin to think, oh, hey, you know, I could have rolled down that hill and smashed at the bottom. I could have put my hands out right in the beginning and not rolled at all and climbed back up to the top. I could have sat on my seat and slid all the way down the hill gently, letting my feet guide me step by step. Many things I could do. But you can't do anything. I certainly can't do anything whenever I am worried, anxious, tense, whenever I'm unhappy about something, whenever I feel, oh, there's nothing I can do. I give in to illusions. And when I give in to illusions, then the illusions are my reality. And I can change my illusions and have a new reality by just changing my attitude about what is going on in my world. Okay, I've got a stomachache. I don't know what caused the stomachache. I can have ideas of what caused it, but that does me no good. I have a stomachache, and it feels kind of unhappy. So, I instantly stop thinking I have a stomachache. And I say, every organ, action, function of my body is perfect right now. I affirm that strongly to myself. Every organ, action, function of my body is perfect right now. I am in divine order right now. My stomach is in divine order right now. I am at peace right now. I am peace right now. I am happy right now. And when I make these strong, powerful, affirmative thoughts to my good, to my blessing, the thought of the stomachache goes away. The pain of the stomachache goes away. The problem that might have caused the stomachache goes away. And I put a new cause in motion, a cause of balance, a cause of harmony, a cause of right action, a cause of peace. And the stomachache goes away. Oh, yes, it does. Now, another one that's always a lot of fun. I'm independently wealthy. Oh, boy, do we like that phrase. I'm independently wealthy. I'm independently wealthy. I'm not, I'm not, I'm not, I'm not, I'm not. And we cry to ourselves, I'm independently wealthy, and we know we're not. And we're going to be not independently wealthy just as long as we know we are not independently wealthy. But how can you know you're independently wealthy when you don't have a lot of money? Well, that's a good question. How can you know that you're independently wealthy when you don't have a lot of money? Well, I am independently wealthy. That's an interesting statement. But if you take it step by step and say, whenever I think of something, the means for me to accomplish it are there. Whenever I think of something, the means for me to accomplish it are there. Whenever I think of anything, the means are there for me to accomplish it. Now, that's very interesting. So, if I think I'm independently wealthy, the means are there for me to accomplish it. But you always say now, Herb. You always say now. You always say, it is done. It is done. Oh, yes. The means are there for you to accomplish it now, and it's done. But you see, we live in a terribly, terribly logical mind. And our logical mind wants to have reasons and balance and wants to have techniques and ways of doing things. Now, when we can leave that behind, oh, things happen much faster. As it is, the negative things are happening a lot faster, and we don't even have to think about them. But we do. We do. We think we are not wealthy. We think we are not healthy. We think we are not friendly. We think we are not all these silly, silly things. Now, how are we going to think that we are friendly, that we are wealthy, that we are healthy, that we are all these good things. How are we going to think of that? How are we going to put such a cause in motion when the evidence is not there? Well, the illusion that you're going to roll down that hill and you're not going to stop is pretty much there. But then the thought comes to you, put out your arms and you'll stop rolling. Ha ha! Spread your legs, you'll stop rolling. My gosh, why did I think of it first? Why did I go bump, 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 bump? Well, sometimes we go bump, 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 bump until we get the ideas, the techniques, the way to accomplish it out of our mind. Now, you could roll down the hill and say, oh, I'm so scared, I'm dead, and then be dead, and it wouldn't matter. You probably would stop rolling, too. And isn't that wonderful? Oh, my goodness sakes. How stupid. We do these things to ourselves, and then we berate ourselves for doing them. Well, if you want to stop rolling down the hill, you put your arms up. You want to start being independently wealthy, you start acting independently wealthy. An independently wealthy person doesn't go around just spending money. An independently wealthy person is a person who knows he has everything that delights him. He has everything that makes him happy, everything that fulfills his world right now. And you do, you know. You have everything that fulfills your world right now. I do. I have everything that fulfills my world right now. I am happy, I'm joyous, I'm free now all the time. Whenever I look at another person who is not evidencing this sort of thing, if I let them impress upon me that they're not evidencing this sort of thing, then they own me, they possess me, they control me, they manipulate me, they give me a hard time. And I don't want that. I don't want that. I'm not doing them any benefit by allowing them to have their thoughts impress themselves upon me. I am doing me and them a benefit by saying, all is in divine order. I have everything that makes me happy, free and clear. I have everything in my life that gives me joy and pleasure. I have everything in my life that makes me feel great. I am healthy. I walk up and down the mountains around campus here every single day. And as I walk around the mountains, I just feel great. Oh, I don't run. I don't leap and jump. But I walk with a very definite gait, and happily so. And I feel very good. My legs are not weak. My body's not weak. I don't feel any pains anyplace. I don't feel any distractions to my body whatsoever. All I feel is all is in divine order, and I feel so good. And whenever Rex comes up next to me, I reach down and give him a big hug, and I say, Rex, you're wonderful. Now, why do I do that? When you bend down, you might crick your back. No. When I bend down to love Rex, only love happens. When I bend down to pick up a stone, I see a stone on the path. I see a stick on the path, and I don't want it there. I want it off to the side. So I bend over and pick it up and throw it to the side, thinking nothing about bending over. I am vital, dynamic, alive. I am healthy. I am fantastic. Every time I do anything, I do it from unconditional love. Anytime I remove a stone from the path, I remove it so that when I pull the grader along with the tractor, it has no stone to get in the way to leave a mark on the path. I have that path pristine, beautiful, fantastic, glorious. It's a wonderful thing. You see, giving in to illusions is something we do because we are not aware of who we are. When we are aware of who we are, and we are aware that we are divine, when we are aware that we are the creators of our world, when we are aware that nothing on the outer need affect us whatsoever, we are the master. And whenever we feel a wind blow that is not to our liking, we immediately say, the wind is to our liking. It is warm. It is cool. It is delightful, it is gentle, it is strong. Oh, sometimes I love a strong wind when I walk up on top of the mountain. I feel like spreading out my wings, spreading out my arms, and flying and taking off. And mentally I do that. And wow, that feels so good. And then other times I like the wind to be gentle, because the temperature is not quite as high as it could be. And so I like the wind to be very gentle, if non-existent. And then, as I walk along, I feel the warm sunshine on me, and I feel just perfect. I feel ideal. Yes. I give in to the illusions of my creation, not to the illusions that appear around me, that appear on me. I give in only to the illusions of my thought, who and what I am, why I am what I am, and what makes my life so very, very, very happy. I remembered. I threw out my arms and I was rolling down the hill. I remembered. We always remember the right thing to do. And as we remember the right thing to do, great things happen. And as we know that great things happen, then great things really happen. I was talking to the monks this morning, and the monks were saying, I like it when you say, I love you, I love you, I love you. I like it when you say that. When you say, I like me, I like me, I like me, that's nice too, but when you say, I love you, I love you, I love you, to each of us as we are listening to your tape, it feels so uplifting and so good. Okay, I know I like me, but you don't know that I love you, so I'll tell you. So, what's your illusion? My illusion is love. Love makes the world go round. Love is a wondrous thing. And I say to you, I love you. I love you. I love you.